call for Brooklyn. That's fact. Get it. We turning up in here. We lit. I do it for the kids, with nothing to eat. Especially remind me of me. My pops don't play with this many nights. He went to sleep. Hungry just so we could eat. So every night I pray, tell a God, you know I believe. That's just what it be. I can't be found, I understand that I'm different now. I gotta make my mama proud. I don't glorify money, cause right now I'll be broken. When I get it, you gon' see this smoke. This was already written. And my uncle's still locked in prison. 10 years, ain't nobody visit. Come against this work. I feel like the king when I speak. Too many people still starving the street. I know what you thinking. Right now, young boy got buzz. Better yet, young boy be a star. Come talk to me. Just know that I'm different.
I'm humble.
Just know that I'm different. Cause I move different. Cause God made me different. You know that I'm gifted. And I got the fetish with the girls who smell good. And every time you see her, and she got her hair done. I appreciate the little things that came for nothing. Look you in your face, I can tell you frontin'. You never heard a young boy do it like this. DMF for life, boy, you know I'm different. Not trying to be the best, make good music. Something you can listen to and help you when you losing. We gotta make a difference, boy, I'm different. When you hear me speak, you can see it in the instant. Next type of good time, everybody working. Your daddy got a job now, mama not twerking. We all deserve a better life, gotta make it happen. That's the reason young boy out here rapping.
I provide what I wanna be.
I'ma submit. I'm sexy and my bills paid, but respect is due, yeah, I'm grown. So let's not be kids on our phone. Let's be direct like the positive. You watch your mouth, I'm controlling my tone. When you in my face and we get in the zone, you push my buttons and pull up and we be alone. Yo, can we talk about it? I ain't no bird, ain't gon' squawk about it. You been geeked up, but a lame, I doubt it. And I've been a little freak, not just on Friday. That's surprising. Clapping on this track with no hands and spitting on top of my little dance. I know you can hear it. In your I'm flexible, I ain't a fool in love. And guess what, I did my stretches too. Like a yes sir, happy saying yes lord. Look at God, he been blessing you. We could be dripping, but you be tripping. Won't get me slipping, you should be gripping me.
I act about when I wanna be.
I act about when I wanna be.
I could bend over, I could bend over. Yeah, I could bend over.
But I won't bend over now. Ooh, I could bend over.
Justify me, never. You lucky I let you survive.
Whatever.
All these accomplishments, look how I'm dripping in confidence. You thinking cockiness, that ain't your word? The bubble is perfect. I'm making you wait because I'm worth it. The steps I'm gonna give plus a look that I'm serving. I've seen you look back, so I know that it's working. And now I'm gonna wink so you know that I'm flirting. No, I ain't say nothing about twerking. I ain't say nothing about clapping on tracks with no hands on none of these verses. You know the beat should do that. If I ever bend over, you know it's a wrap. Drop a pen or a pencil. I'm picking up stacks because the magic is all mental. But I ain't a doormat, yo. That's not what I'm into. I'm flexible. I ain't a fool in love. And guess what? I did my stretches too. Like a yes, sir. Happy saying yes, Lord. Look at God, he been blessing you. We could be dripping, but you be tripping. Won't get me slipping, you should be gripping me.
I act about when I wanna be.
I act about when I wanna be.
I could bend over, I could bend over. Yeah, I could bend over.
But I
over back.
Grab that. Hey, what's up, guys? You're definitely tuned into the Get Up, Get Out morning show with me, the J-Do, on pregame radio. Unfortunately, guys, I'm still not all the way 100% better. Excuse me. That's that. I'm trying to get better. So you will be hearing some coughing here and there, trying to suppress it with some Ricola, but it's not really doing the trick. But yeah, it's definitely Monday, and things have just started off so crazy. Woke up, didn't even realize it was Monday. Kids almost had an extended weekend. So, you know, just trying to get back into the groove of things. So definitely shout out to Pregame Radio. Shout out y'all to at Party Dimples, the owner of the bonnets that I told you guys about. She is with child, so she's pregnant. Congratulations to her. This will be her second child. So, you know, she recently got into a relationship, and the relationship, and the guy, he seems to be wonderful so far. So, you know, but shout out to her. Like I said, this will be her second child. She has an older daughter. So hopefully this one will be the boy. Yeah, guys, so going into a topic that I wanted to basically comment, like touch base a little bit about. It is crazy with this whole gun violence thing. Like, you know, it's like every day I can turn on the news or listen to the news, and it's like somebody, especially within the borough, you know, is getting shot, getting killed, and these things are happening in, like, broad daylight. I think that's what's, like, taking me back a little bit, because, of course, you know, there's no time frame on doing what you're going to do if, you know, if the opportunity presents itself. So I guess you're going to take it. But also, too, at the same time, people are walking up and down the street. They have nothing to do with this. Kids are getting off buses on their home. Parents are waiting at bus stops, you know, for the kids to come home. Like, I literally, like, was in my bed, and all I could just hear was, like, a shootout. And I'm like, oh, my God. Like, this is so crazy. And as soon as, like, the last shot probably went off, because it was, like, 15 shots, like, and you could tell it was kind of like, I don't know much. I'm not going to say too much. I don't know much about guns. Like, I don't actually, I really don't, you know, definitely scared of a gun. Don't like guns. I think I probably held a gun once, and I think that's what freaks me out with it. Like, the heaviness, like an actual gun, y'all. I'm not, like, I have shot a BB gun, like, you know, that type of skinny gun, but I'm talking about, like, an actual, like, you know, revolver. Like, I have never. So, but it's like, as soon as that happened, I don't know how many of you guys have citizen. Excuse me. The citizen app, and it just automatically, like, and then it's like, then when it's telling me that it's like 13, like, a couple of feet away from me, it was like crazy. It's crazy. And then turn on the news, and then it's like somebody's found shot in the head in the middle of the ground. You know, it's like, come on, y'all. Getting out of control. And another thing, too, I don't, you know, I'm still seeing the whole, the Junior case. And we all know, we all followed this case from last year or two years ago that this happened to Junior in the Bronx. But it just seems like you know, it's a still an ongoing case. You know, people are still getting arrested for it. People are still saying that. You know, it's still going on. Still going on. And, if you know, sometimes it can be, you know, I just wonder how, like, the mom, you know, how she takes all of this. Because, you know, you want to be able to move on, and it's never going to go away. Of course, you're never going to forget, you never, especially, you know, your child. But just all throughout the, you know, all throughout the, just the, every other day, you got to appear in court or you got to do an interview for this. It's a lot. It's a lot. But, yeah, so, yes, guys, we have to, definitely have to, like, I don't know. I want to say get it together, but then I feel like that's asking for too much. So, you know what I mean? And maybe on a lighter note, to liven things up, I knew I said I wanted to talk about it. Basically, it was a boy, 11-year-old boy, who he was basically born without fingers. And he actually got gifted with 3D printed hands. So how cool is that, y'all? Like, that you were born, like, the world we live in today, the technology that goes, the technology, how advanced it is to have, like, you know, to get fingers. And you've never had, so it's cool, you know. It's and he's so amazingly, you know what I mean? He's so happy. So, like, he could, you know, it's like, it looks like those machines, like those virtual, like you stick your hand in and it has, like, you know, the robotic fingers. So it's cool. That's cool. And what makes it even more cool is that he was so used to being without it and living a normal life, going to school and doing everything without it, that now, you know what I mean, he gets to, like, for the first time, he can pick up, like, a bottle of water. And something like that made him cry. Like, something so, you know, things that I guess some of us would take, you know, take advantage of having this. He literally was born with no fingers, and now he definitely has some, so that's cool. Also, to you guys, before we get into a commercial break, definitely want to know, how do you guys feel about our favorite, well, our childhood classic little murderer, a little killer, Chucky. He's supposed to be getting a TV series on Sci-Fi, so I want to know how you guys feel about that. Make sure you guys call in.
No.
Three.
No. No. Damn it.
I just feel like that's too much. Because I don't know what, I don't see, like, what is it going to be? Like, a series, like, about what? Like, each episode, like, I just wouldn't, because we already saw the movies, because he had more than one movie. Like, they went from the original, then they remade it, then
the whole franchise went down fucking hell.
Yeah, like, after he married Tiffany. And then, yeah, because I think the last one wasn't it, like, supposed to be his kid or something like that? Like, they had a kid,
you know,
and then...
After Bride of Chucky, there was Seed of Chucky, but after that, where it should have been dead, they decided to...
Yeah,
another
because...
one, which was Chucky, which, if you had Netflix, they threw that old bullshit in there. And for some reason after that, they thought that... rebooting it and having Mark Hamill be the voice of Chucky will save the franchise, and it did. So why the fuck?
Wait. The last one that was
TV show net.
I just didn't understand this. Like, I stopped. To be honest, I stopped watching after The Bride of Chucky. But like I said, I heard that they had a baby. I didn't even know if it was a girl or a boy. I don't know. And then they said that they had a baby, and then they had a movie about the baby, and then now there's
a big ass clusterfuck of what the fuck bullshit.
I'm just confused.
If that makes any sense.
No, I'm really confused because I just don't see what the TV series would be about. I mean, they had it right for putting it on. If it did, it would sci-fi would be where it should end up. But in saying that in the new series, you know, after vintage Chucky doll turns up at a suburban yard sale, a small American town is thrown into chaos as a series of horrifying murders begin to expose the town.
Suburban town, so that lets you know there may be one, two black people there.
Yeah. And then it says, at the same time, enemies and allies from Chucky's past will be popping up, threatening to expose the truth behind the killings as well as the demon doll's untold origin, as seemingly, or like basically, I guess an unseemly ordinary child who somehow becomes a notorious monster. So basically what they're saying that he was a boy and then he became a doll?
That's just fucking stupid. But you know what? Let's just see what happens.
Yo, they have like this long, like this whole thing about it. Like this whole thing. It said that Chucky made its first ever debut on the big screen back in 1988. Well, I would have not, I didn't see that because I was technically just being born. But, wow. I don't know. I just don't feel like... I feel like create something else. You know what I mean? Like, do something different. Come up with another fucking character. Like, just like y'all do to everything else. Like, it's not just one serial killer. Like, it's just not Michael Myers. It's definitely Freddy. You know what I'm saying? Definitely have Jason. So, I mean, you can... I just don't feel like it would be a good idea because I don't. And yeah, they're gonna be in this set. They already told you up front, y'all. It's gonna be in a suburban, okay, little area.
So yeah, so they may be like a black dude that lives on the block or a black couple. If just three, it's a black family and it's a small kid, or it's a really old black couple.
Yeah, the old couple.
You know, that's in suburban.
They're probably just going to have the black couple as, like, no kids. Probably going to throw the kids to the white people. Who knows? But the doll looks stupid as fuck. The doll looks dumb. The doll looks so... He doesn't even look like... And I like... And to be honest, I always thought that Chucky was so cute. Like, I never thought he was scary looking. I always thought that... I don't know. It's like, oh, look at this cute little doll. But he looks stupid now. And then the fucking shit has Buddy, B-U-D-D-I, like, on his jumpsuit. Like, whatever. Yeah, guys. So, if any of you guys that are tuned in are, you know, is interested, let me know. Because I don't think that I'll be paying attention. I don't want to see it. Like, I don't. So sad. But, yes, guys, call in 347-857-4302. You guys are definitely tuned into the Get Up, Get Out morning show with me, Rojada. Hey, we got Brooklyn Black, and we're definitely on Pregame Radio, and we'll be right back.
Holding down a block, son. I heard them shots last night. You the one busting them shots, son. Oh, you out here catching stains, son. You don't care who you though. You all here is on your man, son. You telling on yourself online, son. Then you'll say somebody snitched. You must be out your mind, son. Just shine, son. That other shit for the clowns. Sending all ten until your time come. I know you ain't gonna let somebody come and punk you, son. Stun in front you, son. Straight up run you, son. Or you don't smoke green, son. You'll die for your team, son. You mix my jealous with supreme, son. Do your thing, son. You got a lot of bold main jeans, son. You know how to mix that lean, son. Keep it clean, son. When them D's come, don't you dare tell 12 what you seen, son. Oh, you mad cause my Instagram lit? Snapchat lit? Real life lit? Lit, lit. Oh, you mad cause my bitch mad lit? I stay mad lit? My food stand pit? Lit, lit. Oh, you mad cause my Instagram lit? Snapchat lit? Real life lit? Lit, lit. Oh, you mad cause my bitch mad lit? I stay mad lit? My food stand pit? Lit, lit. Oh, you bike life, son? Rock white Nike, son. You die for your hood like your block worth your life, son. Fight like Tyson. Nigga try to play you, your bark ain't nothing like your bite, son. Your favorite movie, Scarface, son. You rap a lot like Scarface, son. You did a bit of Rikers and don't got a scar on your face, son. You like fast cars in your face, son. Got three baby mamas but like bras in your face, son. Your Snapchat papa, son. You get a lot of likes, son. You wear a lot of mics, son. Wrong or right, son. Your girl get out of line, you beat it like Ike, son. You wanna be just like, son. Oh, you mad cause my Instagram lit? Snapchat lit? Real life lit? Lit, lit. Oh, you mad cause my bitch mad lit? I stay mad lit? My food stand fit? Lit, lit. Oh, you mad cause my Instagram lit? Snapchat lit? Real life lit? Lit, lit. Oh, you mad cause my bitch mad lit? I stay mad lit? My food stand fit? Lit, lit. Everybody get your roll on. Everybody, everybody get your roll on. What? Everybody get your roll on. Everybody, everybody get your roll on. Bling, bling. Every time I spin around the city, bling, bling. New AP worth about 50, bling, bling. Every time I buy a new V, bling, bling. Ghost with the stars on the roof, bling, bling. Everybody get your roll on. Everybody, everybody get your roll on. What? Everybody get your roll on. Everybody, everybody get your roll on. Oh, you mad cause my Instagram lit? Snapchat lit? Real life lit? Lit, lit. Oh, you mad cause my bitch mad lit? I stay mad lit? My food stand pit? Lit, lit. Oh, you mad cause... I ain't saying that shit again, matter of fact. You mad. You mad, mad. You's a hater. Son mad.
The Pre-Game Radio Network is sponsored by King's Power and Stay High NYC. Hit them up for your edible, oil, and vaping pleasure. Also, V4Vag. Check them out at www.v4vag.com. Not only getting on their organic infused loops and toys, also get great information on sex and sex education. For all purchases through v4vag.com, a portion is donated towards sexual education for young teens and adults. Emmy Production, for all your video production and photography needs. Hit them up on Facebook at Emmy Productions with a Z, or email them at heyme.tv@gmail.com. Thanks to our sponsors over at LitBK. Their website is www.litbkny.com. Put in customer code PREGAMEISLIT for 20% off your final purchase. Also, don't forget iCraveWear. Check them out on Instagram at iCraveWear. And their website is www.icravewear.com. Put in promo code PREGAME for 15% off your purchase. For more information on our sponsors, go to our website over at www.pregameradio.net.
Yes, y'all. Definitely tune in to the Get Up, Get Out Morning Show with me, your girl Jada. We're Brooklyn Black. We're on Pregame Radio. And, yo, I'm going to need y'all to let, can we get the stairs back? Because the stairs that the movie, The Joker, filmed on the stairs in the Bronx, which is not too far, you know what I'm saying? From, like, I know where this location is. And it's so sad that so many people go there. It's, like, became a freaking, I don't know. It just became a spot where now people go and take pictures and try to, like, you know, film like little
videos.
Oh,
you have
there.
A tourist attraction now.
Yes. Okay, those are the words I was looking for. But that's what it is. Like, it's really bad. Like, people, you got niggas out here, like, signing up, like trying to get a to do a music video in front of the stage, like, when nobody was fucking thinking about these stairs before the movie. And it's just so funny how, I don't know what even made it so big. I guess the fact that he was coming down this, like, he was just literally coming down the stairs. Like, how do we get that? How did that one in particular shot with the stairs become so freaking crazy? Like, I don't know. But Burger King is definitely giving out free Whoppers, bro, for this thing. Like, they're definitely giving out.
Wait, they giving out free Whoppers for niggas to go down the stairs?
No, they're giving it out for anyone in the Bronx who dealt with the tourist. So all you got to do is, I guess, you know, I don't know. And if you're going to order it off, like, Uber Eats or something, they definitely have a code. Yeah, and this is just still, like, generally.
You gotta find out what that code is so that people know.
Huh?
So you gotta find out what that code is so that people will know.
Well, I know what the code is. No, I'm not telling y'all. Nah, I'll tell y'all. So the code is definitely King Stairs. So put in King Stairs if you have Uber Eats. I don't know if DoorDash or anything else is like doing it, but you can try. But I know for sure, Uber Eats. So if you definitely want a free Whopper, and guys, I don't even want to say if you haven't been to the stairs, go on over there, because no, y'all just don't understand what this does, what it does to the area. Like, it is so congested with traffic. It is unbelievable. Like, it's unbelievable. It's outrageous. And it's like, you think it's going to get better, and then it really doesn't. Like, it just doesn't let up. So it just creates a lot of traffic for no reason over here. Like, and the stairs are not, it's not even like they remodeled the stairs. The stairs are regular fucking old-ass steps with cracks. I'm pretty sure rats be running back and forth on the motherfuckers at night. You know what I'm saying? Or probably during the daytime. Like, old ladies are still struggling to bring their car up and down the stairs, and nobody helps. So it's like, I don't know. But you guys, if you want that free Whopper, use the code KINGSTAIRS, and that is good until January 12th. So, yeah.
You mean yesterday?
Yes. Oh, it was good until yesterday. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm sorry. I was just so you can't get it, but that was the code. I was just so shunned that they're still, look, I told you I'm under the weather. You guys know I'm not feeling well. And
all right, we got to get into this caller real quick. Calling out of 516/43610. You're live on the Get Up and Get Out Morning Show.
Hey, it's Marjorie. I'm just here saying good morning. I don't know what the topic is about. What y'all talking about?
Well, we're talking about how Burger King is giving residents in the Bronx area a free Whopper. Well, they were giving them a free Whopper because of all the tourists over there, the steps.
Because of all the what?
All the tourists over there taking pictures and stuff on the steps for the, you know, the Joker stuff.
Ew.
And whatnot.
Don't nobody want no nasty-ass Wava. Ew. I'm on that. I didn't even hear
Jada
about that.
So Jada here getting the people all excited, all amped up for some damn Whopper, and the damn thing was over on the 12th, a.k.a. yesterday.
How long was it running for?
Yeah, man, for like a good week.
Blah. You know, they want to do something. I don't really like Burger King, so I can't get jiggy with it. Free or not.
Well, not everybody does, but it seems that they do. But those who were inconvenienced, they either had a Copart or what she said, Uber Eats.
I guess, whatever.
Like, if you lived over there, you felt inconvenienced by all the tourists over there taking pictures and video on the stairs or whatnot. You can just go there and, I guess, order a Whopper and it's for free.
I'm okay with that. They could have been doing something way different, giving free Whoppers. That shit is nasty. And, you know, anything free from fast food restaurant is infested with some bullshit. Look at
the
fucking chicken sandwich.
Today was, the people in TV Land, I said another topic we went in on, the people in TV Land for some reason want to remake Child's Play into a weekly series.
Oh, my God. You know, sometimes, you know, you just got to leave shit alone. How is that going to turn into a series?
That's the same shit we were talking about a second ago before Jada stepped away to use the restaurant, I believe. And we were just all like, what the fuck? Because if you remember the last, what, 3 movies were trash.
Right. And now it's going to be a trash-ass series? They don't get their whole life. They need to fucking continue with something between series. They need to put more episodes on that shit. Fucking Child's Play. Niggas don't have any, like, nobody's creative anymore. They just make remaking the same shit over and over and over again. And then they're dragging it, turning it into a series. I don't know, I guess. How's
so
the weather out there?
Right now, it's a little chilly out here in New York City. We're supposed to have great, awesome weather today. High of, I believe, 68 degrees, which is unheard of for this time of year.
Right. That's dead ass 70 degrees in January.
And also in other areas, other places, such as the Mideast and Midwest, their death tolls are rising due to the severe weather. Like, they're getting crazy snow, blistering cold.
Like, out here in Ohio, it's cold as fuck. It's been cold as fuck. I think it snowed a little bit. When I left out yesterday morning, like 8 o'clock, it was like snow flurries. I was like, oh, my God, New York is fucking my 67 degrees and barbecuing. And I'm over here putting extra fucking layers on.
You know, if you walked around the hood, you definitely saw quite a few, or you smelled, I should say, you smelled quite a few grills going.
Mm-hmm. You know, black people be feeding for a nice day to grill.
You know, that's all they need. All they need is a nice day to grill. They need no other reason but a nice day to grill.
It's kind of scary. It shouldn't be this warm. We're going to drown.
Well, and also we do know over by Lincoln Center, there's flooding. So if you have to take mass transit to that area, seek other modes of transit. They're still out there cleaning it up.
Damn.
So, over by Lincoln Center in Manhattan.
I don't know. This weather shit is scary. It shouldn't be this warm in in January. That shit is very scary. But I'm gonna I'm probably gonna tune back in. I have to do something real quick. So I'll tune back in.
All right, cool. I got you. This is the Get Up and Get Out Morning Show with Jada. Or pregameradio.net. Jada actually has went to the bathroom, I believe. Here she is back in the throwing on her headphones and shit.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry about that. I had to jump off and had to go to the
bathroom. Did you wash your hands?
Yes, I washed my hands, but I also had to deal with something really, really quick. So I apologize for that. But I'm back, y'all. I'm back. So I don't know if you heard what I said, but I was talking about we moved on from the Burger King stair thing. So I was talking about the weather. So the weather yesterday was
crazy.
Yeah,
and we had a caller. The caller from I believe she said she's from Ohio. She said a piece, and you know, she was here for a little bit. We covered the topics that we spoke about earlier, meaning the Burger King stairs, Whopper jump off, and the Chucky reboot, and we covered the weather on how today we're supposed to get up to almost 70 degree weather in January, which is kind of unheard of.
Well, is it supposed to be like that today? Because I know yesterday it was definitely like that yesterday. It was like 68 degrees, and it was like that. It was like that on Saturday as well. It was like, really, it was in the 60s.
Right, and then people were wondering why they coughing and they got sore, scratchy throats.
Well, you see me over here, exactly. So this is the shit that just irritates me, because it's really, this is how you really get sick. And then it's hot, like, it's already being the mom and being sick, like, it's 10 times harder, because you also, too, gotta still take care of everyone and everything while being sick. You know, kids, they get to be up underneath you, get you sick, be in your bed, get to have you bring, you know, be extra nice because they sick, and to get to stay home, you, girl, if you not have them sick days,
What the fuck?
No, I'm just saying, not you saying, I'm just saying in general, like, girl, I'm saying for women, like, girl, if you don't have sick days available and you're sick, like, that you can afford to take off, then you can't. You can't. Like, that's just like, you know, that sucks. That really sucks. So it's
especially when you get that, week of OT. And then now you gotta put in fucking regular ass sick day, cause you got your kids cold.
Exactly. And that's like, meanwhile the kid has, they get the full advantage. They get to stay home, they get to, you know, like I said, chill, and they don't have to do homework. The only thing that catches up though, cause when you go back, you gotta make up what you know, what you lost. But it's not fun. It is really not fun. But I just hope that the weather gets back on track, because I honestly don't want it to be like 60 yet. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't, like, I can wait. You know, like, I just bought like a new winter jacket. Like, can I wear that before the winter gets
over? Bundle up for the weather. Like, you know.
Like, I just got a new one. You know, like, I was just like, oh, okay, time to get a different color. Because, you know, everybody, I had, like, a black, you know, little black Michael Kors jacket, love it to death. And I was like, I think I want a different color, you know? So I went and got a different color, and then, boom, it's 60 fucking 8 degrees. And it's like, bitch, if you don't take this shit off, you know what I mean? And I was like, damn. And then the next day came around, I was like, okay, I'm going to get to wear my jacket today. And it was like, no, you're not. So, I want to wear that jacket. I just bought it, so let me wear it for a few before the weather starts acting crazy. So yeah. So when it comes, also too, want to talk about relationships and relationships that are like out there. So basically, what I mean is like when you publicize your relationship, meaning like you're always posting up, you know, pictures of you and your boo, you and your wife, you and your husband, when you're always doing that, like, everything that you guys do together, maybe not everything, but some of the stuff, but you're always posting it and putting little captions and stuff for everybody else to see. How do you guys feel about, and how do you guys also deal with when it goes bad? like when it goes bad, like when you guys are no longer together. And then those people that were following you and him, both of y'all, now they start seeing you posting pictures by yourself or start sending subliminal messages, and he is doing the same thing. Like, what's your take on that, Black? Because, you know, and it's, I'm not saying it's a bad thing. Of course, if you want to post your boo. But what happens when you and your boo are no longer that? Like, do you delete the pictures, or do you just, like, deal with people commenting under them, like, saying stuff and asking questions? Like, how would you deal with that?
Shit.
Because
now, see, my wife, she's a real, you know, proud to be married person. Like,
yes.
You go to her page, you see all pictures of us and shit. I don't get pictures like that. You know what I'm saying? So,
mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not thinking what happens if we split or whatever, do I? You know, but
mm-hmm.
when I was dealing with a girl and we got our pictures on social media, yeah, and if you guys are, like, heavy posting and now Facebook does this memories bullshit where every day of the year it's one thing or the other, you know what I'm saying? So if you just get out that relationship and you see it, I'd be a deleting ass.
I think I'm obviously in that.
From motherfuckers I block.
True.
So, you know what I'm saying?
Because,
You know, you a memory come up and it'll be some funny shit, and it'll be like 30-something comments, and then you open a fucking post, and then there's like 5 comments because it's people that you have blocked. Have blocked.
This
shit doesn't make sense anymore, so you just delete the whole shit.
Yeah, but then, and see, okay, cool. See, like, everybody knows, like, and if you don't know, now you know. Like, yes, I'm in my relationship. I have a husband, you know what I'm saying? So, but you guys would never probably know that because you guys don't see or post. One, know why? Because what's understood does not have to be explained. Like, I don't feel like I have to post him on my social media to validate that we're in a relationship, or we're still good, or we're still cool. So I wouldn't have none of these motherfucking issues because I don't post to begin with. I really even post, you know, and I'm not ashamed. I'm not, you know, of course, every now and then, like maybe if we're out to dinner and, you know, and we're out together, you may see one in the stories or whatever, because, you know, I'm out with him, probably say something funny like, thank you, whatever. But outside of that.
Yeah, Janet does the dead ass, cliche ass, regular ass date night picture of me the two plates, and you see nothing but his hand in a watch.
That's it. Yes, and might I add, what you're looking at is a Rolex watch, y'all. So, yes, it's definitely a good watch to take a picture of. But at the same time, yeah, I mean, fuck that. Like, and then I even tell him, too, like, can you please not take a picture of me? Because, like, I don't know, like, and it's so weird for me to say that because I always tell him, like, oh, can you stop? Like, you don't even see me taking a picture of myself. But then if you go on my phone, I can't even take a picture now because I have to delete some because my storage, something. I don't know. But as of right now, I have, like, over, like, probably, like, 18,000 pictures in my phone. So he's like, but you don't take pictures of yourself, though. And I'm like, listen. And I just be on my time, you know, like, I don't know. I don't do all of that. And then it's just, like, I also, and so that's when I do see it, like I said, I follow someone who just gets on my nerves with that. Like, one minute, it's like.
Anyway, my phone memory is full of selfies of my wife when she takes my phone to take selfies because the iPhone selfie camera is better than her Android shit. So.
Yeah, but see, Pete, like. Like, yeah, Pete does that as well. Like, he'll be like, oh, your camera's better. And I'm like, just take your picture with your little low resolution, you know? Like, it's okay. But
right. So,
I just,
you know, like, I barely take selfies of myself. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So I don't know.
You see my social media, my shit is mostly memes and me talking shit and pregame radio promotion, and you know what I mean? I'm not.
Yeah, my page is like, yeah, I don't really, like, and then it's crazy because if I post, like, I post literally once in a blue moon. Like, I just posted on Instagram, like, a couple of days ago, like, literally a couple of days ago. And before that, the last time I posted was in 2019 from my last show. So my first picture of 2020 was 4 days ago. Like, I really, and the picture I posted, well, yeah, was my show, was promo for my show, my flyer. So I don't post. And then it's like, the minute I do that, here come the DMs. You know what I'm saying? You got people like, oh, my God, I love that. Well, somebody said, what did somebody say? I love that. Oh, they was like, laugh out loud. I get so happy that you're alive because you don't post anything. So it's like, you know, this is why I don't do it. So you would never know if me and my dude broke up or I kicked him out or we were going through something, because I don't have that. I don't do that. Because I'm telling you, like, I'm the girl that I follow, like, I just don't, like, and then she's not like a, like, I know her, like, we used to do things back in the day, like, you know, down with Big Way Management. That's as far as I'll go. You know, it's not my bestie. No. But I follow her, and she just, like, she'll, like, throw the nigga under the bus. Okay, like, she'll post screenshots of, like, him and other girls' DMs, or if she, like, says something to the girl and the girl responds it, she'll post that and then put the caption, like, niggas ain't shit, and, you know, go on and on and on. And then, like, she'll start taking pictures of, like, she's a selfie queen, but she's not, I don't like people that use filters all the time. Like, she has to use a filter all the time, like, every picture, if you go on her page, every picture of her is a filter, like, of a Snapchat filter. Like, it's not that serious. Like, I hate that shit. So then it makes me feel like, which, like, is your skin that bad or something? Like, what's wrong? Like, why can't you just take a normal picture with photo? Like, you know what I mean? Like, it scares me a little bit. But then she'll go on and then she'll post him, like, I love him, and put up a picture, like, love you, babe, and then it's just, she sends so many, so, and then after that, it'll be a post about, like, oh, those, you know, you gotta stay strong and smart and never let nobody play. Like, I just don't get her or it. And we're not close like that. Like, I mind my business, you know what I'm saying? I really do. I like to mind my business, and we're not close like that. Like I said, again, we know of each other. Obviously, we're following each other. So it's like, if I probably did happen to write something, I'm pretty sure she would respond. But I'm not about to get in that shit because it just looks crazy to me. And that's why I just don't see the point of posting and doing all of that. Like I said, if you want to post your boo, there's nothing wrong with that. You have people that are like that. Like, no, like, I want to post everything, you know, that I do, and, you know, and, but that's cool. That is great. But I just wanted to know, though, for those that do it, like, what do you do or how do you deal with when you guys break up? Like, and then, yeah, and then if you are going to be the, like, black, if that was the case, he'd be the one to start deleting stuff. But then people notice that too. You know that, right? Like, they'll start noticing, like, okay, like, and, like, I feel like how men give it away, like, how men give it away that they're not with the girl no more, it's like they start, like, posting, like, pictures with their shirt off. Like, why? Like, you was not doing that before you was in a relationship because it was considered rude. Now, like, now you must not have a girl because now you in the bathroom acting like you're taking a picture of your waves, you know, but you really got no shirt on. So you want us to still see that, too. That's also, like, I be noticing without them having to say anything, or it becomes messy. And one of the couples that were out putting it out there, celebrity couple, at that, I remember 600 Breezy and Sky. I remember, and it's crazy because like, not ran into them, but they were in Harlem, and you know, I live not too far from Harlem or whatever, and it was like, I'm like, oh shit, they out here, you know, they in the Polo Grounds, whatever, they chilling or whatever with who, you know, they're chilling, but they out there, and you can see that they out there, and you know, I wanted to, you know, and now that they have broken up or whatever the case may be, people are asking him, you know, and he's just telling out there, like, he basically put it out there, like, that he just wanted to be on, and he says MTV. I could have sworn, I thought their show was on VH1, but I don't know. He wanted to be, he said he just came on MTV looking like, you know, he was in a relationship with her, but basically, he just basically wanted the bag, you know, just needed the bag, and it was just all for, but the way that she was kissing him on red carpets and all those photos and all of these just talking about it, it's just like, and now, y'all not even together. So then you see people on his page, you see people on her page, like, asking, everybody's nosy now, what happened. Now bitches are like, oh, now for those that were team them, now it's like, oh, I didn't like her for you anyway. So it becomes weird. But yeah, y'all, let me know what y'all think about publicizing your relationship. Like, is it something that you do? You know what I mean? Is it something
Look,
that...
I feel like this. You know, like I said, my wife, she'll put photos up, but we all doing shit. She'll catch me, you know, I may do shit, whatever. But even if you have your relationship publicized or if you guys are in the public eye, there is still shit that you have to and must keep private for your shit to work. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I feel like that's in private relationships too, because you can't just be putting, whether you're famous or not, you can't be putting your business and all of that out there and then not expect people to talk or people to meddle, like, into your business. So you should still, in a private relationship, whether you're in the public eye or not, you should still, it still remain private. Like, your relationship is your relationship. Can't be out here, you know, doing the most and not expecting it to work. That's just how I
don't want to end like Fizz and April Jones and shit.
Oh my God, yes. See, and you see, and this is the and she reminds me of the girl that I was talking about, like, going so freaking hard. Oh, and I'm not a homewrecker. Why can't you just be happy for two people that were friends and that found love? Okay, but you guys are not together now, and you see. And she, I think I've seen her speak about it, and she's just like, you know, we're still cool and whatever. He's focused on his son, and I'm focused on my kids. Girl, man, I just don't understand. Like, it's weird. So it's just weird. That's why it's kind of like, yeah,
but
you know.
Now, now, them two, if they're both, you know, in the public eye for separate yet similar reasons, which is okay. But now, the fuck up for them was trying to keep their shit so private they were technically lying about it. You feel?
Oh,
they tried to keep it private, like, oh, we're just friends, but nah, y'all not moving how friends move. You move how a couple moves.
Right.
You feel what I'm
but
saying?
I mean,
and
it's just, but I mean,
you guys are doing all this.
You don't have to tell anybody about it.
Right, they don't. Right, you damn right. That is nobody but really got to tell them. But when these people, like, all your alleged friends, like, these people are saying they are that close, you know, like, those people, if they ask you a direct question, you would expect a direct answer from, like, those type of friends.
You're not going to directly ask me something on while we're taping for the upcoming season And then I because no, no, no. I wanted to hear
not when they're recording, not when, not on social media, none of that shit. I mean, like, they're that close. Like, if they see it, they go, yo, are y'all fucking? I would expect you to tell me, yeah. But, yo, you want to keep your shit private? Like, yo, yeah, we got a little something, but, you know, don't say no, no. Whatever you guys say, but don't try to fool me. And then lie to me when I ask you directly about it. That's what the whole angle with the friends being angry was. Now, granted, they always asked when there was a camera in the room, so I get it.
Yeah, that was just, like, stupid,
people
like,
the cameras
like,
off. They're like, yo, y'all can be together. Oh, no, we just friends. Meanwhile, her pussy still dripping wet from it when this nigga was down there. You know what I'm saying? Like, it
that's funny.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it made no sense to lie, especially when you're in the public eye, and then at the end of the day, it's going to get found out anyway.
I just feel like if it did come out, I would just, that's none of your fucking business. Like, if I tell you yes or no, what does it matter to you? If I tell you no, you're still going to speculate. If I tell you yes, you're still going to speculate. So at the end of the motherfucking day, if you feel like we're a couple, then if that's what you want us to be, then that's what will be for you. Like, that's just how I feel. Like, can't nobody make me say something that
okay,
I don't want to say?
I don't care
if it comes out. And then it's like, you're not going to say that I'm a liar when I just simply didn't want you to know. I have the right to pick and choose who I want to tell if we're doing anything or not. Because sometimes people are just motherfucking nosy. Like, they just want to just know shit, and it has really nothing to do. Like, them knowing this information is doing what for them? No, it's something for them to A, either sit on and to spread, or just, like, because why else? Like, until I come up and tell you, oh, hey, so guess what, girl? Or guess what? Hey, I'm guy. Look, I'm dealing with someone. So, oh, you are good for you. Yeah, we've been, you know, then if I want to get into the backstory, we've been dating for a while, but, you know, I just didn't want to, then that's on me. But if you keep asking me and I say, I don't know, or no, or yes, like, then it's just like, let it go. I feel like the more people keep asking, it's just like why? If my friends are with, like, and my two main friends that I have, they both have, they're both engaged, and they're both, well, one is engaged, and one been with the dude for, like, 10 years. So it's like, but I'm not every day just like, so, yeah, so are you guys good? How's everything? I'm not, just, it doesn't, like, until my friend want to talk about her relationship with me, then that's what we talk about. It's something that I don't bring up. I don't. Like, I'm not even, if they don't bring it up, then I'm not bringing it up. Like, the most I'll ask about is the kids. Like, oh, how's the kids? You know, that's, like, that's more appropriate. But me just, like, oh, so did y'all fuck last night? Like, that's weird as fuck. So when people keep coming up to you asking, like, oh, y'all fucking? It's like, why? Like, even if I said yes or no, like, I just want to know for people, what information is that to you? Like, what is that going to do for you? Is it going to, when you hear it, are you going to come when I tell you? Like, you know, I just want to know, like, what is it? You just want to know so you can know, so you can say that here's another thing I know about her, that she fucked last night, her man. It's stupid. I'd be thinking so. Hey, that's why, like I said, I respect, and, you know, there's nothing wrong with publicizing, you know, your relationship, whether you are famous or not. I just feel like, just, you answer what you want to answer. You grown. Now, it's something totally different if this is a million-dollar question, if you're playing, you know, a game or something, you got to answer questions for money, then that's something totally different. But if we not playing no motherfucking games, y'all don't ask me shit. I mean, just keep it cute, bitch. We chilling. We hanging out. Like, I don't know. Everything else is just like, But.
Keep it cute, it bitch. Ouch. The fuck?
Yeah, just keep it cute, bitch. That's all you got to do. But, yeah, definitely, go ahead into another commercial break. Also, too, yeah, make sure that you guys head on over to the Pregame Radio web website at pregameradio.net. And go on over there, guys. Check out the website. And if you guys do want to send in any type of music for it to be played. And, guys, Blacks, I see that we're doing video submissions now. Or is that y'all? You know, I see that y'all be.
Yeah. We are definitely taking
just
videos.
Explain more about
week.
That.
The pregame radio, the realest radio, will be live this week. So, send in your music videos. We will play them along with the tracks for people who are tuning in the old-fashioned way. So if you're tuning in on the website, you will see live video of us. you will hear what they see. So, artists, you gotta send in the track, also send in the video. So if you send in the video, send in the matching track.
The track.
All that could be at the site pregameradio.net. And there's 2 days left. 2 more days. Vote for your favorite top 10 artists of 2019. And we will reveal the list. Let me see. I believe there's one more day. And then we'll reveal the list in 2 days. So, yes. Vote today. Go crazy with it. Share. Tell your friends. Tell your mama.
Yeah, and even if you don't know, just vote for anybody.
Exactly. Voting closes tomorrow. Voting closes tomorrow, and we will reveal the list on the 15th. That's just how easy and simple it is. This is the Get Up and Get Out Morning Show with Jada on the Pregame Radio Network, and we'll be right back.
And that's before my lap became the place they bitches put their faces on. Wait, what they hating for? Funny shit, I used to love them all. Then my heart turned cold as ice, so them feelings started skating off. These niggas insecure, don't want me around they bitches. They bitch be on my dick, so she don't want me around you, nigga. I learned the same reason they love you be what they hate you for. The nigga bitch love me, these bitch niggas gon' hate me more. They both phonies, I feel the need to expose. I'ma clown them, let this bitch kiss the dick, then dismiss them both. Don't mean to boast, I mean, really, I don't. But when I'm around your chick Casper, she friendly, then she be ghost. Y'all both get headshots, but one get a shot from the head. Will I ever stop swaving? I stop when I'm dead. Then after that, my swabies gon' continue it. And when it's all said and done, the swabies gon' finish it. I get your baby moms and my entertainment chick the same gift. After all, they both giving me the same shit. Stay on my swave shit, never on no lame shit. Cause from a young age, I learned exactly how the game went. Niggas try to infiltrate, you must have lost your mind. The memory bovine, and I don't fuck with pork rinds. Slow money at times can feel like no money. But I learned a slow grind better than no grind. Homie said I'm spitting like I found my book of lost rhymes. Nah, bloody, I'm just making up for lost time. Doing this for the niggas who think I lost mine. Cause if you think I lost mine, you got a lost mind. I'm on my boss grind, nigga, now it's showtime. Knew we'd make it in no time when I decided it's go time. Now it's go time and I'm coming for it all. I already know the struggle, now it's time to ball. Gotta buy a dream house for my baby doll. Make sure that my mama's around to reap it all. Keep it on me just to keep the reaper off me. Cause every now and again I feel you niggas creeping on me. I'm in the game, but I ain't the one to play for fool. Compare me to Ice, cause of the way I keep it cool. Or like Ice, you know the uncle from Been Paid in Full. If I can't get to you, I'm kidnapping your baby boo. And I ain't sending y'all no fingers or none of that. You get a trash bag with a note saying, here's your nigga back. Shut your stinking trap if you running off at the gap. Think you coming for mine, I put some copper where you thinking that. Like the balls in my sack, your bitches stay attached. They text me, hey, big head, I never hanging back. Then I respond later, yeah, I know they all hate it. But I don't stop from coming through, letting that boy slay it. Slave is me, just as much as history. The haters never get to me, that's the reason they pissing me. I'm never tripping, pay my position while you play the victim. All I do is point the finger and they get the hitting. Is you kidding? My dog's gripping. You soft and you pussy. Use the motherfucking kitten. Quit bitching. Chasing bags like a runner or a cheapskate. Real bosses know the real bread is in the briefcase. Minding my own business. Never mind your digits. Never mind your bitches. I'm signing my own business. Grinding for more digits and grinding for more riches. Only thing ain't changed, I'm still fucking with your bitches. Not as much as before. These hoes boring. Your fiance only see my number pop up if the suave homie. She scroll past
passed me on the gram saying the sway corny, but she still get excited when she see the sway calling. Everybody claim they here to change the game, then complain that the game ain't the same. These niggas selling they soul for a piece of fame. I don't care if they know my name as long as they call me Sway.
Definitely tuned in to the Get Up, Get Out morning show with me, your girl Jada. We got Brooklyn Black, and we're definitely rocking out on pregame radio. So, yeah, y'all, don't forget this Thursday to tune in, this Thursday and Friday to tune in to Black. I know he just said it, but I'm going to say it again. So, the Realist Radio Show with Tasha Nicole Wright and Alyssa Noriega. And that's from 8 to 10, right? 8 p.m. And then Brooklyn Black does his thing on pregame radio from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. New time. So make sure y'all check that out, and they will both be live. Yeah, getting back to this craziness, this madness in the world. It's also a sad thing too. I don't know if you guys remember months back, well, last year rather, it was a girl, I believe, by the name of Athena Jefferson. She was visiting someone in Texas, visiting a family member, and she was in the back with her nephew when they when the cops came in for something and end up shooting and killing her.
Shortly after that, like right, like a couple of months, like maybe like right after she died, her father had passed away. And he actually, he passed away 2 months, like, right after. So, like, after she passed, he passed away 2 months after that. And what's so crazy is now her mom, I believe, had passed, her mom passed away. She just died. She just died, like, so it's like series of events. This is sad. This is sad. Like, it is mind blowing. Like, you know, first the daughter, then the dad, and then the mom. Like, that's really sad. So, I'm just sending up my condolences and my prayers to that family, because that is just like. And the father died of a heart attack. Dad of a heart attack. I don't know exactly how the mom passed away, but she passed away. So it's, you know, it's sad that you know happened to that family. It's really, really sad. As well as this whole thing with Trump, okay. So, Black, what is your take on what he got going on right now? Like, do you feel like he needs to just chill out, you know, or do you feel like what he's doing, it should be done? Do you have people that feel like, well, he needs to do this, he needs to send a message here, he needs for them to know not to mess with. So what's your take on what the president got going on right now? Because he was doing a lot, you know?
I feel like this. It's going to be a lot of back and forth, you know, how he gets down on Twitter and with a camera in his face. He's just pretty much trying to distract us and take away longer for this whole impeachment thing. So don't let that shit fool you. I'm literally just sitting back waiting to see what happens.
Yeah. Because he's just... It just be real crazy, you know, how I just look at, like, I guess the times that we live in now, like, that a president will be so freaking active, like, you know, with social media. Like, I don't understand. Really don't understand. So, what did you guys, this is so funny that, you know, what's his name? Prince Harry and Meghan, you know how they're trying to, like, you know, step away from living in the UK and the whole royal place or whatever. And they want to be able to, like, get normal jobs. But it's kind of like, with normal job, like, what were they thinking, like, a normal job is, or, like, trying to make their own income? Like, but what... I don't see how they think that they can have, like, such an average, like, you know, like, imagine you just going to apply. You're the prince, and you're like, you know what, I really don't want to, you know, be this of high stature anymore. I want to, you know, try to, you know, live a normal life and do normal people things, and I want to get a regular job. Like, what the fuck is a regular job for a prince? Like, you can never work in, like, a McDonald's or anything. Like, I don't know how that would go. Like, I feel like wherever you go, people are going to want to, like, you know, people are going to want to come by. You're going to have, like, people, reporters or bloggers, whoever these people are, like, that the tabloids that be hiding in trees, like, outside of your job, waiting for you to come out so that you take pictures all the time. Like, you're still going to be in high, you know, like, can't forget how you guys look. So what do you think about them falling back, like trying to just, you know, do things a little normal? Because I don't know what the hell they're thinking.
That's just what they want to do. Look, Meghan Markle was literally a regular chick before she got that show on cable, and that's how Harry saw her, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, before then, she was your regular, biracial female.
Yeah, I'm just like, I just look at them, though, and just be like, well, what the hell y'all going to say? Imagine Prince Harry at fucking Subway. It's like what would, and then it's kind of like, damn, it would be unfair, though, like, if they just jumped, like, straight into, like, somebody's corporate something, like, come on, like, did you go to school for that? Like, did you study, you know, like, I don't know. I just feel like they should just stay their asses over there. But we'll see. We'll see. Oh. Yeah, so Bad Boys, the new Bad Boy movie is coming out this week. So,
yes,
right. I'm definitely. Yeah, it is. Like I definitely. And that's the thing. Like it's coming out, but I would hate to. Like I hate when movies first come out. You know what I mean? Like I hate when they first come out, because then there's so much people. You know what I mean? That go to see it. It just becomes. It's a lot. But then it's like I don't want to wait too long because then people start spilling the fucking movie, like spoiling it for you. Like start posting shit, you know. And I've never understood why people go to the movie theater to fucking to hold up their phone to like record it. Like I've seen people in my especially Insta stories that will do that, and I'm just like, bitch.
Hey, shout out to the niggas that go live in the movie theaters. They are the unsung heroes.
I think that's tacky as fuck. Put your phone down. Like yeah. I think that's
shout
so
out to
tacky.
Shout out to the ones that go live on Facebook from the movies.
No, don't. That I feel like y'all are tacky. Whoever does that, you're tacky as fuck. Like that. Let the person go get a ticket.
Hey, shout out to
and
the
go
do it with iPhone. So therefore, it's crystal clear. Like you dead ass.
No. Absolutely fucking not. Like, I just think that that's so, it's so weird. Like, let the people go see the movie. And then it's like, and then it's weird because, like, you're going to show me a good 10 to 15 minutes of it, but then it's like, your hand's going to get tight, so you're going to want to end the live or you're going to want to put your hand down. Now I want to see the rest of the movie. Not for, like, you owe me that. You know what I mean? Like, no, just don't do that. And two, I went out to grab something to eat last night. And you know what? Just, like, all of a sudden, the server just runs past me because I'm, you know, waiting for me to be called to my table. And I'm, you know, it's kind of busy. And I'm like, wow. Like, he ran out and, like, yo, they didn't pay. And he had grabbed the girl. Well, like, I guess the people, and the bill was $70. So, I guess it was a couple of people, and I guess how they got caught up was the girl went to the bathroom. Like, so then on the way out the bathroom, he, I guess, was like, yo, you know, you need to go get your friends because they didn't pay. I didn't pay. Somebody has to pay. So I guess they got in the car. He went up to the car, like, right then and there, my nigga, like, you're not loss prevention. You're not a police. You're not... You shouldn't be going to follow nobody to their car because they could have had something in their trunk or something underneath the seat. You don't roll up on nobody, especially when they go into their car. You got to, like, let it go. But he ended up doing it. I'm watching the whole thing. And then one of the another, like, server or employee that worked there was saying, I'm like, well, is, you know, what's going to happen? She's like, either they're going, the boss will make him take it out of his tips. Like, how the $70 will have to come out of his tips or he'll get a write-up. And then she's like, but you can't, it's but so many write-ups you can have. So I'm like, this is crazy. And then these niggas, they all jumping in the new series BMW. So I'm just like, damn, like, how tacky can y'all be, people? Like, if don't go out to eat if you do not have the money. Like, spare yourself and everybody else. Like, I think that's so tacky. Like, you would legit go to a restaurant, sit down, eat. eat everything, ask for doggy bags, everything, and then have the nerve to use the people in the bathroom before you leave without paying for anything? Like, that's just, that's tacky. That's tacky. How do you feel about that, Black? How do you feel about that? I feel like the guy, like, I felt bad for him, but then I also was like, I feel like he's overstepping his boundaries. Like, you're just a waiter. Like, it's like, granted, like, you know, I'm pretty sure these places are prepared for things like this. You know what I mean? But at the same token, you can't be grabbing on people.
Well, he's definitely wilding, but I remember there was a time I went to BBQ's Dolo, right?
Mm-hmm.
Had the barbecue, half chicken and rice,
mm-hmm.
and a motherfucking drink.
Mm-hmm.
Ate my dad, got up, proceeded to leave. Tell me why the server chased me the fuck down.
Wait, so you ate and you paid?
Yeah.
But you said you paid. Okay, so see, I don't know why he chased you if you paid. Mm-mm.
He paid because he felt just that I left wasn't satisfactory. And I'm like, dude,
oh.
I was hitting of half an hour.
So.
And it was, I didn't bring a gang of niggas. I had a plate, a drink. I sat. I ate. But I did tip. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, you tipped, but.
Like, my bill came to like $25. I tipped him $5.
But this is not back in the day anymore, and $5 is not. You're supposed to give 10%. So, like, usually around $8. Like, it depends on how your meal is. Like, I'm telling you what the fucking rule is.
With a $25 bill, $5?
For instance, like, what I ordered yesterday, like, because I had took something to go, and my to-go thing was $27. And I still had to, like, I still left the tip, you know what I'm saying? And then, my meal came up to $57, $57.90. And the tip was like, what, you left the $9 tip, he left the $9 tip or something, or the 10%, whatever, no, the 15, was it 15%? Yeah, the 15%, because it goes according to how much you spend. Like, what it is that the only reason why, like, nobody's trying to tell you how to spend, but see, this is the thing that kills me with people. It's like, there's rules and regulations and shit. The reason why they do that is because a lot of servers, they get paid like $4, $5 an hour. They don't get paid like your average 10 to 20, you know what I'm saying? Like, they don't get that $10 an hour because they make tips. So they work for less. Like, hourly, they work for less. So it's hard when you're getting $4 an hour. At $4 an hour, I mean, you get paid every week or biweekly, but how much is that check going to be? And then you still got to each day make enough tips to save, to put to the side. So people got bills, like, shit like that. This is what all I'm saying is for people that if you do not have the money, then just do not go out to eat. Like, because it's rules to that shit. Like, you, when it comes down to tipping, it's no longer where you just tip, you know what I'm saying, what you want. Like, they actually put that there. Some restaurants, they even add that shit in already because they know how motherfuckers are. Because it's like, we're trying to be fair here. So I just feel like it's tacky. Like, just don't go out to eat. Even if you know you're going with a girlfriend or somebody, like, just be like, it's okay to be like, where are we going ahead of time?
And you know what, too, for those places that, because I learned this a few years ago, that and they do it like that. If you go in with your card, and you tell them, "Hey, I'm tipping in cash," your bill is hella a lot cheaper.
But I mean, I guess so. I like, cheaper to who though? Like, because either way you go, if
You still have to pay the money, but your overall bill is cheaper. Like, for instance, I took out me and Mrs. We went to a watch party at a bar, right? We racked up about $100. No, I'm like, we racked up about $75, $80 in food and drink, right? So the bill comes. The bill is $115. I'm like, look, I have my card, but I will ship in cash. He went back, came back. My bill was $77. And I tipped him $20 cash.
I didn't know that. I just know, I don't know the how, because he was gonna stop there the gratuity
Good. Yes, they deserve a tip. You know what I'm saying? Because they make fucking $5-6.
It don't matter. How I look at it is like this: is that whether or not you got some people that go above and beyond. Like I had exceptional people. I've had people that I'll be like, hello, sweetie, hi, I'm trying to save you here, okay? I'm trying to work with you so that way your tip isn't affected. You know what I'm saying? But it's just like this. Whether or not, you know, these people are taking, they're bringing you food to your table. You don't have to get up. You don't have to cook it. All you got to do is sit there and wait. And whatever you need, whatever else you want, you can get. If you want extra sauce, if you want some salt, if you want some ketchup, if you want A1 steak sauce, they got. If you want melted butter on the side, they got to get you. Can I get a refill? Okay? And they're consistently doing that for you. You do not have to get up. You don't have to move. You don't have to do anything. So that's like kind of the whole purpose of going out to eat, to be dined. Like, yes, bring my food, please. Thank you. So these people are doing that. It's still a service. So they're servicing you. So they should be able to get paid properly and fairly. That's all. Yep, they could, you got people that's out here that shoe shiners, that still shine shoes. That's their job. And they hunch over every fucking day, and, you know, they do that, and it's just like,
right at Grand Central Station, busting it out.
Right, and then it's like, but who's to say they don't?
Well, those of them shoes are like $25.
Wait, what? Wait, it costs that much to shine your shoes? Oh, exactly. Well, fuck it. See, I don't. You know what? It should be $30 because a motherfucker. Anybody got to have somebody bend over and shine their shoes up so you can see your fucking reflection in that motherfucker. The price should go up because it's you know what? Because that's a DIY. Why? That's a do-it-yourself type of thing. You can go buy a polish yourself and polish your own fucking shoes. But because you don't want to or you're too lazy, you don't have the time, you're going to go and put your feet up and have some old, probably, and it's always the old people that, you know, I love the old people, but it's always them who like to do stuff like that. So, you know, you will have little old Frederico doing that for you. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's, see? And they should get paid just as fair. They're still doing the job. Like they're cleaning your shoes just like if you was to drop. Like I drop my laundry off. I used to wash the laundry, meaning like I used to do it myself. Like go there and spend the whole day. I'm sorry. Started when you know sometimes. And when you got things to do, it's really hard. So I just got to drop it off now. Like, hey, and then it's like, you know, you got to tip the little, because they fold my shit. They separate it. They do colors. They separate from colors. They separate it from everything. You know what I'm saying? So just we got to respect everybody, y'all. Like I said. Like I said, don't go out if you don't have the money to eat. Don't be trying to stiff somebody. Like, don't walk around the bell, too, because you never know. You have those people that will run up on you. They will run up on you, like, for instance, like that guy did to his customer, and it happened to Black because he felt that he was not being tipped so properly. So, yeah, with that being said, y'all, we're going to wrap it up a little bit early today. You know, got to keep working, head to the other job, keeping it going. So I'm glad that you guys were able to listen and get up and get out with me this morning on the Get Up and Get Out morning show with Brooklyn Black on Pregame Radio. So make sure you guys tune in tomorrow, same time. I'll be here. Make sure you guys tune in. And make sure you guys definitely head over to the website and go vote. And Black, you got anything you want to say before we head out of here really quickly? Because you know we'll be back tomorrow.
You know, y'all just have a dope-ass Monday. Hit the site. See y'all in 24.
So, yes, y'all, we'll see y'all later. Be fun.
Turn this shit up when you hear this. This is nothing but that real shit. All my real ones don't feel this. This is nothing but that real shit. When you hear this, this is nothing but that real shit. All my real ones don't feel.
Turn it on.
This is nothing but that real shit. Nothing but that real shit. That fake shit don't live here. My only fear is next year. Be in the same place as last year. Therefore, I prepare. I get ready and stay ready. It's grind time. All the time, clap bag heavy. When I keep the pop, break it down and divide. But the ones that arrive right by my side. No suit, no tie, still handle VI. If you see me in a spot, then I'm in a VI. Pop champagne, it's a celebration. Every day, steady elevation. Sunrise, getting high on a high rise. Wake your bed, getting fake, man, it should lie. That I love it like fucking, man, I can't lie. Not bad for a kid, blunt in the sky. B.I. to the limit, it's the sky. Do what I want, roll a blunt, feel the vibe. I will not stop, till I beat the top. Then I'ma go even higher. I'm whipping the drop, spinning the block. You barely see the tires. Turn this shit up when you hear it. This is nothing but that real shit. All my real ones gon' feel it. Nothing but that real shit. Nothing but that real shit. Nothing but that real shit. This is nothing but that real shit. 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 Nothing but the real shit. Keep it a buck. Bro, no tip. Keep the seat to the truck. Better keep it cool. Don't press your luck. Don't be a fool. Get left in slump. Moving real hot. That's a thing of the past. But I still keep it blocked up in the stash. One way or another, we gon' get this cash. Somehow, some way, we gon' get to the bag. It's time to eat. I'm in the kitchen with ingredients. Chef Privy got the sauce and the seasoning. Moving weight by the plate. I was feeding them. Rear for the repeat. And then we eat again. Cut checks and invest. That's a boss move. Take a look. Let me show you how I boss do. But the game ain't free. It's gon' cost you. I had work boots or I had boss shoes. Cut checks and invest, that's a boss move. Take a look, let me show you how I boss do. But the game ain't free, it's gon' cost you. I had work boots or I had boss shoes. Cut checks and invest, that's a boss move. Take a look, let me show you how I boss do. But the game ain't free, it's gon' cost you. I had work boots or I had boss shoes. Turn this shit up when you hear it. This is nothing but that real shit. All my real ones gon' feel it. Nothing but that real shit. 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 Nothing but that real shit.
Listen, I remember standing out in the cold. I was trapping. 2 for 5s all on the strip. It had to happen.
I was out there.
Pistol grip up in the stash. I'm never lacking. Niggas play around with that cash. I get to clapping.
I remember them days I didn't have it. Being broke turned the nigga to a savage. Tank told me to grind, I had to grasp it. He gave me all of the work, I had to pass it.
But listen, shit get real when you got haters. Niggas in the feds of the spot, they tried to fade us. But one thing, I'm always Rollies or 50, I got a bigger plan to walk up and spin your top like a cylinder.
Now run down and squeeze on niggas, check the opposite.
Check
one phone call, I have a nigga whole block hit. Head tap a nigga, just in case he wanna pop shit with two fucking clips like I'm carrying some chopsticks.
And word on the street is niggas wanna murder me. Hurt niggas' feelings, that's 550 Burgundy.
It's RBM Bizzle, I know niggas hurting me. And I ain't doing movies if I ain't got a murder team.
Niggas lying to their skin, that's a motherfucking perjury. Rob a nigga life like I went to do a burglary.
And don't hit my line if it ain't an emergency.
I need 10 bricks right now, that's an urgency.
I'm about to meet the plug right now, that's word to me.
I'm about to chop these bricks right down like a circus.
Just like Jordan and Pippen,
like Batman and Rob.
Not like AZ and Mitch,
if niggas want that hard shit.
Niggas on the block,
and they selling all that garbage.
And I pick a nigga top
like I'm trying to hit the target.
Yeah, don't drop a tear for niggas. It's the RBM life, be prepared for niggas.
And to my Phillies up top, I'm here for niggas. I lay a nigga down, Ric Flair for niggas.
No, I pick a nigga up, put the air in niggas.
Like a nigga seen God, I put the fear in niggas.
Yeah, it's like I can't see straight. I'm doing everything so they can't be great.
And I'm running to the money like I can't be late. I'm moving all these bricks like I'm trying to lose weight.
You see that flow right there? I started that.
Don't make me put something up in your starter cap.
Yeah, we know that 1,000 kids and started that.
But Bizzle when the hands will bring the heart of back.
Yeah, it's like I never had much. I told my bitch I love her cause I never had luck.
Your bitch was twerking for the team. She did the damn much. She eating on the nigga like she never had lunch.
She never had this.
She never had that.
I never had a bitch
that ain't never had rack.
I woke up in the club like where my bag at. A nigga ain't got my money,
then where my mask at?
Yeah, so don't take this shit past rap. I'll mummy rap niggas for a half stack.
And I run rappers down for they ass. Or to they deathbed, that'll be a bad nap.
You get a lace front, that'll be a bad track.
He a selfie nigga, that'll be his last snap.
I won't like everything, but I'll double tap.
And I catch him while he's backing up, that'll be a bad trap.
Oh shit, slow it down.
And I'm coming right behind you, this is bloody hell.
Now I'm coming right behind you with this bloody pound.
And I'm coming with the chopper with like 30 rounds.
We gon' lay a nigga down.
He dead in the street,
now he hospitalized.
He get the bed in the sheets.
Now his mom straight crying.
She inherited the bees.
Then we run up in the bread.
And kick his mom's in the teeth like.
Oh shit, how you knock the thief out?
Shit get real in the street, that's what this beef out.
It's a rapping little nigga, don't take the street route.
I'ma hit him with the iron till I take the fucking crease out.
Yeah, you better pace your step, cause this nigga's round here that's gonna take your breath.
And through the eyes of a man, you can never live twice. It's a brotherhood, nigga, we that all begin. Lie.
Niggas ain't fucking with us.